It's time for us to have a little fun, you know, with the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so, y'all, sometimes I know you're tired of hearing about Taylor Swift, but this is a really good story. Taylor surprised an 8-year-old Cleveland fan named Madeline with a signed guitar and a handwritten note after a viral TikTok reached Taylor. In the video, Madeline sent a paper airplane to her neighbor. His name is Ethan Hayes, and he's a musician. He was sitting out on the back porch playing the guitar and singing, and she requested that he play a Taylor Swift song. Isn't that the cutest? She's singing along. The mom and dad videoed her and posted it on TikTok, and then Taylor got her a guitar and had it sent to her and wrote a handwritten note. This is the kind of thing she does all of the time. So if you're hating on Taylor Swift, you got to know she really is a genuinely nice person. Some of the bad behavior that allegedly got Tom Hardy fired from Mobland has come to light. He refused to come out of his trailer for hours at a time, kept the cast waiting, which is a power play. Keeping Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren and others waiting is like career suicide. Tina Fey says Timothy Chalamet's man spreading at the Knicks game last month was no big deal because she actually balanced it out.
Timothy Chalamet was nothing but lovely, super friendly. I will say, you got to remember, for every amount that he's sitting like this and man spreading, I'm doing the opposite. My legs, I got a big old can. As Amy Poehler would say, God is fair. Timothy's legs took the front. My big old can was taking the back. We had no beef.
No beef whatsoever. Oh, Paul McCartney recently learned that Prince would perform a cover of The Long and Winding Road at his concerts. And he wants to work with Prince's estate to release a posthumous duet. Lizzo put her own musical spin on the classic Chili's Baby Back Ribs jingle, creating what she calls a Lizzo-fied version. Y'all, she has a rib flute.
Chili's Baby Back Ribs.
Is that a rib flute?
It is a rib flute. Only Lizzo. Dolly Parton's transformed Tennessean travel stop will open June 24th. It has stages for live music, a Doggy Parton dog park, a replica of her tour bus, and many food options like Dolly Barbecue, D-L-Y-B-B-Q. Robert Pattinson plays To Catch a Predator host Chris Hansen in an upcoming movie to be released in theaters called Primetime, and he kind of has the voice.
At the end of the day, man must be held accountable for the decisions that he makes. Do you agree? Do you watch television? Well, there's something you should know. I'm Chris Hansen.
Get this predator!
For the Dateline NBC.
He's got the intonation, but he sounds more like Rob Lowe. Julia Louis-Dreyfus will make her Broadway debut this fall in the first revival of the Tony Award-winning play Other Desert Cities. The production also features Ed Harris, Allison Janney, and Stranger Things actor Joe Keery. Ooh, got a dirt alert. So Gayle King was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she revealed that she caught her husband, William Bumpus, cheating back in the 90s with one of her friends.
The alarm was set, which I thought, that's strange, because you're in here by yourself. You're a big grown man. He never sets the alarm. And next thing I know, he comes flying out of the room, and he's got a towel on. He goes, you can't come in. What do you mean you can't? I can't come in. What are you talking about? He goes, you can't come here. Come in. Someone's here. I go, someone like who? There's nobody here. I mean, I was so oblivious. There's nobody here. get out of the way, Billy. There's nobody here.
Yeah, she immediately called Oprah, who advised her to contact the other woman's husband. Yeah, she and her husband, Gail and Billy, divorced back in 1993. So that's it. That's the Daily Dust. Whew, I kind of wore myself out with that one. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?